Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode's going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date's January 30th, 1952, and the title is Dark Horse Candidate. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
The greatest name in cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks! Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar corn pops. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Dark Horse Candidate.
Say, boys and girls, if you'd like to get a real good picture of both Guy Madison and one of Andy Devine, too, just listen to this. You'll find swell, big, actual, real-life photographs of both Guy and Andy right on the fronts of the big, new, yellow Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops packages now at your grocer's. Be sure to get yours. Now, let's take in today's adventure. In the rip-roaring wild western cattle town of Jackpot, Kansas, a lawless political gang rode roughshod over all opposition till only a pair of spinster sisters dared to stand against it. Then, out of Abilene, came United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles, riding into the middle of an election fight where bullets were thicker than ballots, to cast their votes in hot lead for the Dark Horse Candidate.
All right, quiet now. Quiet. That's better. Well, boys, this ain't going to be the best speech you ever heard, but it'll be one of the shortest. Here he is, men. The people's choice. Your mayor and favorite dentist, Toothless Guilford.
Keep him, John Sterling.
He's not our mayor, he's yours.
Well, if it ain't the Wheatley sisters. Better skedaddle back to your knitting, ladies. Women got no business messing in politics.
Oh, you don't scare us, you young whippersnapper.
No, indeedy. Not you or that bumbling old humbug you call a mayor.
The mayor suits me, ladies. And I reckon he suits the town of Jackpot, too. Right, men? You notice there ain't nobody running against them.
No, but there was somebody.
Oh, yeah. You mean Ben North, reform candidate. Say, whatever happened to him?
Suppose you tell us.
Well, the last I heard of him, ma'am, he was running for mayor. I reckon he's still running.
Well, you'll wish you'd started running too, John Sterling, when Wild Bill Hickok gets here.
Hickok, in my town? What are you talking about?
Well, Mr. Smarty, when Ben Norris disappeared, we wrote a letter to Abilene, didn't we, Bertie?
Yes, indeed, Abby.
Donovan, you take Eddie and Loco and hit the trail toward Abilene.
Right.
We don't want no federal marshal poking his nose into the Jackpot.
Too late, mister. I'm already here.
Have it.
That's right, folks, and so am I.
Oh, my stars and goddess. He come, Bertie.
He's here, Abby. Saints be praised.
Yeah, he's here, but you came to the wrong place, Hickok. Jackpot's got all the law it needs. Or wants.
Seems to be a difference of opinion about that, mister.
You mean the Wheatley sisters? Why, they're plumb loco. Everybody knows that.
They made a lot of sense to me just now.
Don't be a fool, Hickok. I got the whole town behind me. You don't stand a chance. Does he, men? Well, speak up. The whole crowd of you going yellow? You all afraid of one man?
Two men.
Well, I'm not afraid of them. We'll have our showdown right now, Hickok. Either I'm running this town or I ain't.
Well, sir... It looks like you ain't.
Land of living, Bertie. Did you see what I saw?
Did you see it too, Abby? Shot the gun right out of John's hand.
Don't ever do that again, mister. It's hard not to hit you at this range.
All right, Hickok, you win. We don't have to settle this with guns. We can do it with votes in a fair election.
Huh. A fair election usually has more than one candidate. I want to know what happened to Ben Norris.
He was called out of town unexpectedly. He won't be back until after the election.
No? Ben, until he does come back, I think the town of Jackpot needs another candidate for mayor.
Yeah, Bill, that's a good idea. All right, men. Nominations are now in order. Why, doggone it, men. It's your duty as American citizens to stand up for your rights.
Bertie, listen.
I am listening, Abby. Say, young man, what did you say your name was?
Huh? Oh, it's Jingles, ma'am, but I
Mr.
just...
Hickok, I nominate Mr. Jingles for mayor.
Me? Oh, no, ma'am. I don't want to be mayor.
Hold on, Jingles. We do need a candidate on the ballot until we find Ben Norris.
Yeah, but... Oh, Bill...
Jingles has been nominated for mayor of Jackpot. Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
You'll never get away with this, Hickok.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any objections?
Look out, Bill! Well, one objection overruled.
The motion is carried. Jingles has been nominated for mayor.
Howdy, partners. Here's your old pal, Panhandle Jim, again. And listen, if you ever want to find me around my ranch in the morning, here's how to go about it. Just look for that new big yellow box of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Then, right next to it, you see a big bowl. And behind that bowl, there you locate old Jim every morning. Yes, sirree, by jingo. There's nothing better come sunup than a bowl of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops with milk. And remember, you don't have to go putting any sugar on Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops either. They're already sweetened for you. Tasty, puffed-up hearts of corn, all ready to go. Yes, sir. Out of the bowl or out of the box like candy, Kellogg's new sugar corn pops is downright delicious eating every time. Take it from me. Now, just listen to our little song all about it.
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are tops. Now, sugar pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's sugar corn pops. Sugar pops are pops.
Wild Bill and Jingles, arriving in Jackpot to investigate the disappearance of Ben Norris, the reform candidate for mayor, tangle with John Sterling, ruthless leader of the opposition party and political boss of the town. Since nobody dares to run against Sterling's choice, Toothless Guilford, Jingles is nominated as the dark horse candidate for mayor of Jackpot.
There now, Jingle, you look like a real mayor, sure enough.
Well, I feel like a doggone stuffed owl in this here plug hat and swallow-tailed coat, Miss Abby.
Oh, fiddle-dee-dee. You look mighty handsome, Jingles. Here, let me brush you off again.
Oh, Miss Bertie, you already got me all brushed off and slickered up like a prize hog at the county fair.
That's enough, Bertie. Now, Jingle, do you remember what you're going to say?
Well, I guess so, but... Doggone it, I sure hate to go out there and put my big foot in my mouth without Bill being here to help me pull it out.
Now, you stop fretting about Bill. He's out looking for Ben Norris right now.
Well, I sure hope he finds him before everybody goes loco and elects me mayor.
Oh, stuff and nonsense. You'd make a real good mayor, Jingles. Now, come along.
And don't forget your speech.
Oh, all right. Oh, wait a minute.
What'd you forget, Jingles?
My six guns, ma'am. With that crowd out there, I figure I'll need them a lot worse than a highfalutin speech. Oh, now listen to me, boys. The big cattlemen from the south used to drive their beef through this here town to the railroad. But Jackpot's got to be such an infernal sore spot. They're going around by the East Trail now, just to keep out of trouble here. Now, there ain't nobody busy in this town but the undertaker. Now, here's the facts, men. Jackpot's got to clean itself up real pronto. Or this here little village of yours is on its way to being a ghost town. Now, I ain't said anything that Ben Norris ain't already said. Only he said it better. So when you cast your votes tomorrow, I ain't asking you to vote for me. I'm asking you to vote the reform ticket for Ben Norris and all the things he stood for.
All right, all right. Now I got something to say. Come on up here, Toothless.
Coming, John, coming.
Now, you've been sounding off mighty big and fancy about Ben Norris, mister, but you ain't figured on one thing.
Oh, what's that?
You ain't figured on Ben Norris. Now, Toothless here, he got a letter from Ben this morning.
Huh?
What? Stand up here and read it to the boys, Toothless.
Yes, sir, John, yes, sir. It says, Dear friend, Toothless, congratulations on being such a good mayor. Keep it up. He goes on and says, I want all my friends to vote for you.
Huh? Hey, now let me see that letter.
No, I ain't done yet. Says, because I'm on my way. This is Ben writing. I'm on my way to California for my health. Your friend, Ben Norris.
Yeah. How do you like that, Wendy? Kind of upset your apple cart, don't it?
Why, Ben Norris wouldn't write any such thing.
Indeed, he wouldn't. You're an old fraud, Toothless.
Yeah? Well, look for yourselves, ladies. Now, I ask you, is that Ben's handwriting or ain't it?
Yeah. Just writing all right, Bertie.
I'm afraid so, Abby. Nobody else in town can write that nice.
How about that, Bill? Just when I was getting on so good and speaking up so big and sassy and making so many friends...
Well, cheer up, partner. We haven't lost yet. That letter only proves one thing to me.
Yeah? What's that, Bill?
It proves that Ben Norris is still alive.
Sure, and that him and Toothless Guilford is thicker than chicken thieves in a hen house.
No, Jingles. I'd say that Ben wrote that note with a gun in his back.
Why, merciful heavens. You mean John Sterling might be holding our Ben prisoner?
Oh, Abby... Fetch the smelling salts. I think I'm going to faint.
Oh, no, Bertie, not now. We haven't got time.
I've been doing a lot of thinking and a lot of looking, Jingles. And this morning I saw Eddie Blake ride into town with his horse all lathered up.
Well, he's one of Sterling's gun slicks, ain't he?
Yeah. He just made a quick trip somewhere. So I took a look at his horse. Here's what I found in the horse's mane and tail before Blake brushed him out.
Fissuropods.
Right. Now, I think Blake brought in that letter from Norris.
And you think he picked up them pods on his way, huh?
Right again. Now, what I want to know... Where does thistle grow around these parts?
There's only one place that I know of, Marshal.
Buffalo Pass.
Good. Thanks, ladies. Come on, Jingles, let's get saddled up. I think we'll find Ben Norris at Buffalo Pass if we're not too late. That's Buffalo Pass, dead ahead, Jingles.
Yeah, say, Bill, what tarnation is this feller Sterling up to anyway?
I don't know. But it looks like him and his gang have just about run Jackpot to the ground.
Well, he couldn't have busted that town any flatter if he was doing it on purpose. Everybody's selling out.
Yeah, and Sterling's the one who's buying it up. 30 cents on the dollar.
Huh? But I still don't savvy, Bill.
Look, Jingles, smoke rising from those rocks ahead.
Sure enough, somebody's got a campfire going up there.
Yeah. Let's keep close to this side of the pass. We don't want them to see us until we...
Oh, control! Like they already seen us, Bill.
Come on, partner. Let's take cover behind that boulder.
Now you're talking, Bill. Jump, Jerry. Yo!
Whoa, Buckshot. Whoa, steady, boy.
Whoa. Oh, Joker. Oh, stand easy now. Uh-oh. There, I see him, Bill. One of Sterling's men.
Yeah, Flip Donovan.
Yeah, looks like he's alone up there.
Yeah, that's funny. Hey, Donovan! Listen!
I can hear you, mister.
I'm Hickok! Federal Marshal.
Stay back, Marshal. You'll be killed. I told you to shut up, Norris.
Listen, Bill, Ben Norris is up there.
Now, I'm warning you, Norris. One more peep out of you and I'll plug you right where you lie, tied up or not.
Don't be loco, Flip. That's Wild Bill Hickok down there. You don't stand a chance with him.
Maybe not in a fair fight, Norris, but you ought to know me better than that.
What do you mean?
To get where we are, Hickok's got to ride straight up that pass, see? And right under that clump of sage in the middle of it is enough dynamite to blow him and that fat deputy halfway to Texas.
What? You're crazy, Flip. You wouldn't do that.
No. What kind of chance would I stand shooting it out with Wild Bill? No, sir. You see this little old box here? I can set off the charge right here when I see them coming. Out of bullets. Better reload.
Hey, they're coming.
Yeah,
they're coming.
They're almost close enough.
Stay back, Hickok. It's a trap. Here's the last of Wild Bill, Hickok. Now!
Wranglers, you know what the beauty of new Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops is? It's the new two-way cereal that's twice the fun. Yes, sir, by jingo, you can eat Sugar Corn Pops right out of the box like candy, like I'm eating them now. They're a real tasty snack with the sweetening already on them. And come morning, you can eat Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops out of the bowl with milk. They're just delicious both ways. So get your mom to load up big on Sugar Corn Pops and keep them on the pantry shelf. Then you can have all you want. And you'll want plenty, believe me. Just tell your mom to look for the big, new, yellow Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops boxes with pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine on the front down at the store. Because that's the cereal you got a big hankering for. Yes, sir. Now, let's hear our little song again.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
By order of John Sterling, political boss of Jackpot, Ben Norris, the missing reform candidate for mayor, is being held prisoner by Flip Donovan. Now, as Wild Bill and Jingles ride down Buffalo Pass to Norris's rescue, Donovan explodes a dynamite charge right in the path of their onrushing horses.
Ah, that ought to stop them. Now wait till the smoke clears away and we'll see.
Come on, Bill, there he is! Let's get him!
Hot buckshot!
Ah, it didn't work, Donovan. They're still coming. You got scared and pushed that switch too soon.
Hey, wait a minute. I give up, Hickok. Don't shoot. I give up.
Oh, Buckshot, whoa. All right, Donovan, stand right there and don't move.
I didn't want to do it, Marshal. Sterling made me do it. I didn't want to.
But you did do it, doggone you, and my ears are still ringing.
Are you all right, Mr. Norris?
Sure, Marshal. Soon as I get untied.
Well, I'll have you loose in the jiffy.
Honestly, it wasn't my idea, Marshal.
Now, Mr. Norris, we'll get you back to town and get a good meal inside of you. Then you can tell us the whole story.
I'll tell you. I'll tell everything.
You'll get your chance to talk, Donovan, to a jury.
There. You feeling better now, Ben?
Yes, much better, thanks. That hot soup tasted real good.
Why, you poor man, you've been through an awful lot.
Oh, he sure has, Miss Bertie. You know, come to think of it, so have I. Say, you ain't got any more of that hot soup left, have you?
Oh, why, bless your heart, Jingles. We must have forgot all about you. Now, you just sit down
now,
and
now, wait
I'll
a minute, Jingles. Let's hear the rest of Ben's story.
Well, Bill, Sterling wanted to keep me out of the race. You see, I made the mistake of telling him about my deal with the railroad.
Huh?
Oh, what was that deal, Ben?
They promised me that if I was elected mayor and could clean up this town, they'd run a spur line down from the main track so the cattlemen could load their beef right here. Well, you know, it'd save them 2 days' trip.
That's why Sterling was so anxious to take over all the business here.
Sure. That spur line could bring a heap of prosperity to Jackpot. He figured he'd clean up the town himself.
Him clean up the town?
Sure, Jingles. After he elected his own mayor and run off all the honest merchants, he could get that spur line.
Then he'd open up the stores again and have all the profits to himself.
Oh, sakes alive, that terrible man. What'll he do next?
Look out, Miss Bertie.
There's your answer, man. It's Sterling and his gang.
They come back to finish the job.
Put out that lamp, Jingles. No sense lighting up the target for him.
Right, Bill.
Oh, my stars and God.
Doggone it, I can't see him out there in the dark.
Cheer up, partner. They can't see us either.
Well, there must be five of them to one of us, Bill.
Yeah, it sure looks bad. Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea.
Yeah?
You keep shooting, Jingles. Ben, you come with me and keep down. Miss Bertie, Miss Abby.
Yes, Marshal. Hey,
what is it?
You've got a clothesline running out the window of the shop to that big tree out there, haven't you?
Yes, yes.
Good. We're going to try a trick we once used in the Indian War. You ladies start putting some of those clothes here on hangers, then stuff them with rags, straw, anything you got.
Well, all right, if you say so, but
Ben,
I don't...
When I tell you, Ben, you hang them under the line and slide them out toward that tree.
Well, sure, Bill, but what's your idea?
I'm hoping in the dark those dummies will look enough like us to draw their fire. That'll give Jingles and me a chance to slip out the front door and really get at those buzzards.
Well, what are we waiting for, Abby? Let's do it.
Keep shooting, men. They can't hold out in there forever.
Something funny going on, John.
Huh?
They ain't shooting back.
You think maybe we got them, Eddie? Nah, it's some kind of a trick.
Hey, wait. Look, ain't that something moving over there?
What? Hey, it is. It's them. They're all getting out the side window. Come on, boys. Around to the side. Let's get them.
Hey, John, what's wrong? We pumped them plumb full of lead and they're still standing there. I'm getting scared.
Hey, what's going on here? Hold your fire, boys. Let's see about this. Look, Eddie. It's nothing but a bunch of clothes hanging on a line. Hickok's tricked us again. No, where is that umbrella?
Right behind you, Sterling. Drop your guns, all of you.
It's Wild Bill, John.
Yeah, and Jingles. Now drop them, boys. You heard what Bill said.
I got us, Eddie. All right. Throw down your guns, men.
Looks like it worked.
It sure did, Ben. This is the whole gang.
Yep, all but old Toothless. And he don't count anyhow.
He lit out, mister. Said this campaign was getting too hot. Said he was getting out of crooked politics and into some honest line of work.
And you know what, Ben? Now that you're back, I'm going to do the very same thing.
Well, sakes alive, Ben, that leaves you with a clear field, doesn't it, Bertie?
It sure does, Abby. And we're going to win.
Looks like you already have, ladies. And now, gents, you can start moving straight to the jailhouse.
Well, so long, ladies.
Goodbye, Jingles, and thanks.
I still think you'd have made a real nice mayor, Jingles.
Well, ma'am, you know, I like kissing babies, and even the speech-making ain't so bad, but doggone it, that plug hat you had me wearing makes me too good a target.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy and I'll be back again on Friday with another Wild Bill Hickok story for you.
Yes, sir, and it's one you won't want to miss. All about the fighting Wild Bill and Jingles go through in a search for a hidden valley in the story Gunsmoke Pass. See you then.
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. We think Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Virginia Gregg, Lillian Bayef, Jim Nusser, Ken Christie, and Fred Shields. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok rides into the dangers of Gunsmoke Pass. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal. And Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal.
welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to OTNetcast.com. Again, that's OTNetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.